Yeah, I think, like you said, we didn't really know what we had going into the season, and it was kind of a thing where everyone was trying to feel each other out, learning new systems, and there was, you know, you can kind of create excuses before even taking a snap in the season. You know, new head coach, uncertainty at quarterback, a brand new offense, guys working together for the first time. And we never really did that. We just kind of hit the ground running. And, you know, it's funny. I watched on Christmas Day, I watched the replay of that first, that game one against Pittsburgh and how bad we played in the first half and then how we just kind of rallied behind one another and then put together a pretty good second half and almost came out with, you know, our first win. Right then, you knew that the season was going to go well for us or better than expected. And, you know, I think we just everyone approached it as, you know, hey, we're capable of winning. We're capable of playing with anyone. And, you know, we get to 7-4 and, you know, overcome some things. And, you know, like you said, we didn't finish the year like we wanted to. You got to play well in December and play your best ball late in the year. And we didn't do that. But taking it away from the season, you know, guys never quit. Guys fought hard, showed up to work every day. We fought for one another, fought for the coaches, and you know, taking that away from this season is a positive going into next season.
Yeah, it was. It's frustrating that, you know, we lost five in a row. That's the big thing because, you know, I don't think if you'd have told me before the season that we'd be sitting at 7-4 talking about playoffs and playing meaningful games late in the year, I probably would have told you you're crazy. And, you know, we put ourselves in a position at that point in the year when we were playing very well and we were winning games. And it didn't matter how we were winning, there was always guys making plays. And, you know, that was kind of our formula this year. And then, you know, whatever happened, it didn't go our way. And, you know, we'll look hard into that and focus on that going into the off season. And I think it'll be good having this year under our belt, having full speed reps and game reps, running this offense, because that's the only way you can do it and learn it. I think you'll be able to look at all the cut-ups, look at what we did well, look what we need to improve on. And, you know, no matter who's put on the jerseys next year, we'll have a solid, you know, base foundation of what it takes to succeed here. And, you know, it'll allow us to move forward.
Yeah, and it will. They'll learn, you know. You can only do so much. You know, we hold each other accountable, but you can only do so much. I mean, you know, you can't pin them down and beat them up. You know what I mean? You got to let them grow and learn. And we will. The coach has said that, you know, and I'm sure Pets told you, you know, they're gonna put an effort and work and, you know, better the guys that need it. And they're either gonna do one of two things. They're gonna respond to it and jump on board and help us get better, or they're gonna be out. And we'll let that run its course. But you know, all we can do is keep playing hard for one another. And you saw it out there yesterday. Connor Shaw comes out with us, and I felt like we had a really good chance to win with him. Guy worked his tail off all week. Smart kid. He took some shots in that game that I didn't think he'd be able to get up from, and he did. He had good command in the huddle, made good plays, and, you know, had us aligned and organized, and that was refreshing. It was good to see him come in there and do that after such a short week of preparation and really getting no reps with us all year. And it was fun playing with him out there. But moving forward, like I said, there's going to be a lot of things that we need to do some soul searching in the off season. And you know, we'll look at what we did well in the seven wins and look what we need to do better, you know, coming away from the losses. It's big. I mean, you know, like you said, it's kind of a weird feel today. It's a mix of things. You know, it's a mix of, you know, we wish we were in here doing a regular work day. It's a mix of, you know, excited about having some time off for the body to recover and see the family and everything. But, you know, I know there was a feeling like I woke up today and I was like, you know, I already miss it. You know, it's kind of funny. But that's big. Knowing that we're going to have the same staff, it's going to be – everything's going to be the same as far as the offense, the defense, structure. Yeah, there's going to be new guys in here. And you know, that's the way that it works. There's going to be – we're going to need to get new guys in here, fresh faces, fresh bodies in to help us win. And it's just a comfort knowing that we have our support and our staff, and we're going to be able to move forward with the same people. We know the culture that's in here now. We know what's expected. We know what it takes to win, so we got to keep moving forward.